We're kicking off a new series from the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices that we call We Outside. It celebrates both the power of nature and the diverse voices within it. Here is Trey Elzey, the creator and host of We Outside.
I became a psychotherapist to support all of my clients, but I carry a special mission in my heart to serve people from communities that often face extra barriers to care. That includes Black and Brown communities, LGBTQIA+ communities, and women and people with disabilities. One of the most supportive practices I recommend when it's safe and accessible is simply to go outside. I've seen it work again and again in my practice, and I felt it myself. There were days when I didn't think that a walk around the block would change very much, but after just a few steps under the trees, I could feel my shoulders start to lower and my breath return to my body. There's a growing body of research that time spent in nature can help reduce stress, ease anxiety, and improve our sense of well-being. I talked with two men from my own community, the Black community, about how being outdoors has supported their mental health, their healing, and their joy. Let me introduce you to Matthew Adams. He's from Trotwood, and he's got wisdom to share surrounding his mental health journey and the reasons that he gets outside as much as possible.
Every now and then I go for a walk. I get started and I think, you know what, it's just my headspace is too bad. I don't think this is really going to help, but I need something to do. So I'm just going to walk. I always think that this is going to be the time that it doesn't work. And the trick for that is keep walking until you forget why you started walking in the first place, and I guarantee you're going to feel better.
That part, that's what I mean when I say movement can be medicine. Not a cure, but a steady balm, a mood lifter, a pattern breaker.
It's really good for me because in addition to lifting my mood to near ecstatic heights, it also gets my head out of whatever might be swirling around in my mind.
Derek Wilson knows this truth too. He's a personal trainer and founder of Fire Flame Fitness in Dayton. But his journey didn't start in a gym.
I was in a dark place for about 5 years, and the only thing that I could do was to burn steam off and to get my mind right. And I didn't know that it would save me. Fitness saved my life, though, and I didn't know that that would be what kept me going. It was a coping mechanism, then it was a passion, and then next thing you know, it became my purpose.
And now Derek trains people in the park, running laps, stopping at every bench for push-ups, jumping jacks, whatever your body allows.
I always want people to feel like they're part of the gang, you know, so I never leave people. I might go ahead of you a little bit, but I'll stop until you catch up with me, or I lag back just to make sure everybody's fine. I have an accountability support group with all of my clients in there, and we all just like share recipes. We ask questions, we answer questions, we just support each other and push each other to keep going. We outside the rest of the summer. The indoors are okay, but the holistic approach is getting that sun. We need the vitamin D. You know, you gotta be safe out there, but at the same time, I love it when it's scorching hot because I know what it does to my body. And charging up, getting that energy, resetting, recharging your body and your mind.
There are so many more stories of people in the Black community enjoying the outdoors, of joy, community, and movement to come. In the meantime, drink some water, take a deep breath, and maybe take a walk outside. This is Trey Elzey, and We Outside.
Trey is a graduate of WISO's Community Voices training program. It'll be back next Wednesday with a new episode, and the series is supported by Five Rivers Metro Parks and created at WISO's Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.